Hey, this is Adam from realhomerecording.com, and I am a big audio dork, because yesterday I was at a parking garage, and there was a giant industrial exhaust fan. This thing had to be 8 feet or 10 feet tall, and it made so much noise, I thought to myself, I wonder how iZotope RX2 could handle this. So here it is.
I'm right by a really big fan, so this can get my audio about a foot from the microphone. But this sounds all right. This is a good program.
Okay, so I was a foot away from the microphone and about 6 feet from the fan. And, well, let's see what this thing can do. So, right, first thing I got to do, I'm choosing this portion of the audio for the noise profile, because right after I started talking, the fan noise went down because of the way the circuitry handles limiting. So, I'm going to choose that, because that's more of a correct level than the audio to the left. So, I'm going to open up the denoise module, and I have it on algorithm D. I think B actually works better for this, and my noise profile is already on here because I was already playing around with this, but I'm going to hit learn anyway because this is how you normally do it. Okay, so now I'm going to start a little bit before so you can hear what this sounds like.
I'm right by a really big fan, so this can get my audio about a foot from the microphone. But this sounds all right. This is a good program.
Okay, so you can still hear the fan, but it definitely reduces it. I'm going to show you how well this can get the audio out of there. But it does compromise a lot on the signal quality. So,
I'm right by a really big fan, so this can get my audio about a foot from the microphone. But this sounds all right. This is a good program.
And at the end, it sounds like an airplane's taking off. Yeah, so I don't like how that sounds. I actually like 18 to... I'm going to do it this way. So process it, and we'll see how D sounds.
I'm right by a really big fan, so this can get my audio about a foot from the microphone. But this sounds all right. This is a good program.
Compare that to B.
I'm right by a really big fan, so this can get my audio about a foot from the microphone. But this sounds all right. This is a good program.
I think B sounds best so far.
I'm right by a really big fan, so this can get my audio about a foot from the microphone. But this sounds all right.
I'm liking that. More time on D.
I'm right by a really big fan, so this can get my audio about a foot from the microphone. But this sounds all right. This is a good program.
All right, I'm going to try D at 24 decibels of noise reduction, and I'm going to change smoothing to 7. Hear what this sounds like. By the way, I'm using a quad core computer. If you're using a slower system, specifically a 2.4 gigahertz quad core, it's probably not going to process D that fast.
I'm right by a really big fan, so this can get my audio about a foot from the microphone. But this sounds all right. This is a good program.
Not too bad, but of course we have some noise left over. The joke with noise reduction is you noise reduce to reveal more noise. Let's take another profile. And then I'm actually just going to reduce this by maybe half of what I already did. Hear what this sounds like.
I'm right by a really big fan. So I'm listening to get my audio about a foot from the microphone. Did this sound?
Yeah, so that sounds like a telephone, but it's, you know, it's still okay. I could actually compromise a little bit more. Let's just try 6.
I'm right by a really big fan. So I'm listening to get my audio about a foot from the microphone.
Nah, change my mind. Let's try 18. Alright, well again, it sounds like a telephone, but it's almost reduced to the point where it doesn't matter. I mean, it's there. And if you recorded that close to a fan, shame on you anyway. I really just wanted to test this in an extreme condition. Now, I guess the closest thing to this would be recording in a helicopter. But in that case, you probably would have audio coming from the helicopter headsets, and those would already have noise reduction microphones built into them. But this is a really good indicator of how well this program works.
I'm right by a really big fan, so I'm listening to get my audio about a foot from the microphone. This sounds all right. This is a good program.
And at the end, the airplane takes off. So, yeah, this, I mean, really, for not tweaking this very much, this program sounds pretty darn good. And here's what it initially sounded like. Turn down your speakers if you turn them up. Oops, I forgot.
I'm right by a really big fan. So this can get my audio about a foot from the microphone.
So there you go. This has been Adam from realhomerecording.com. I'll see you in the next video.